Well, I got a good story for you today. I have Caroline Carlson on the show. She is a business coach and speaker. She's calling in from Glasgow, Ireland. And what I really, really appreciate about Caroline's story is that she Googled her way to success, literally. And I love that so much. She started a cafe. It became an award-winning cafe, hotspot for the community. She turned out all of her social media skills and expertise into becoming a business coach. So Caroline's going to talk about how to get that first client. It's not that scary. And how to keep and retain that business over and over and over again.
You're listening to the Side Gig Central podcast, where we truly believe that your side gig has the power to change your life. My name is Elena Ciccatelli, and I'm a small business owner and side gig hustler just like you. I'm so excited to help you redefine what success looks like in today's gig economy. Listen in on honest conversations that I have with the experts and from hardworking side gig entrepreneurs just like you who are killing it with their side hustle. Learn the best strategies, tips, and tricks that have helped others pave their own way and craft their dream side gig. So if you're ready to get started, up your game, and do the work, you're definitely in the right place. Let's get started.
Caroline, tell the listeners a little bit more about your entrepreneurial journey and where or how you got to where you are today.
Sure. So my journey really started about 3 years ago. So in 2017, well, actually it started longer back than that. My entrepreneurial journey was in the process for a while. But basically, you know, I was a typical girl who was in a 9-to-5. I was always a top performer. I had so much drive, but I was just never getting the credit for it, or I'm never getting the opportunities I wanted out of it, or, you know, the job opportunities or anything like that, you know. So it kind of got to a point where I did think I had my dream job, but again, you know, after I just thought that things were going to go my way, you know, the company started to outsource things and it was just starting to go downhill. I always feel like I kind of just joined a company at its peak and then it started going downhill from there. So basically I was pretty tired of waiting around for people to give me the right opportunities. You know, I always had managers who should not be managers as well. So that was another side to the story. So after job searching and trying to get through that needles, I was just sick of it all. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to start my own thing. And I'm just going to create my own opportunities, because why not? And that's when I, after a bit of soul searching, decided to open my own cafe here in Glasgow. Of all the things I could have done, you know, that was quite a weird one, actually, because I really didn't have any experience in cooking, making coffees or anything like that. So I came from literally like scratch and needed to Google everything and starting to cook in my own little kitchen. But I did it, and I did it relentlessly for about a year. I think I researched everything for about a year. And yeah, just got to a point when I was like, right, okay, so am I doing this? I sold my flat, I quit my job, and I invested everything into this little cafe, found the perfect little spot in the outskirts of Glasgow. And I just loved it. You know, it was one of those moments where I walked in and I'm like, this is it. I could picture myself in the kitchen with the customers coming in and create my own little community, you know, waking up happy every day. And I really was. So that was basically the start of my journey. That brought me there, and it really developed a lot since then. So after about a year or so, it took off really quickly as well. So I pretty much just opened, and I think within the first couple of months I had an online magazine discover me, and they wrote one article about me, and then that was pretty much it. Like, I literally had full house, you know, it was just queued out the doors from one day to the next. And then another newspaper would discover me, and so on and so on, and books, you know, I was featured in books, and I even had a live TV appearance as well on STV Scotland Tonight here in Glasgow, which was quite surreal at the time, you know, when they phoned me and they were like, so I'd really like you to come in and do this live TV show tonight. And I'm like, oh, great. So how long do I have? Yeah, it's in like 3 hours. Is that
That's amazing. Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's so cool. I know.
Yeah, so it was really like I was living the cute little cafe dream at the time. But it did get to a point when it wasn't so cute anymore. And after about a year or so, I was really working hard. I was hustling and wearing all the hats. And I kind of thought to myself that I need to like do something else. I need to do something more. Like, it was kind of like I was almost burned out, but I needed to start something else as well. And that would give me a little bit more freedom. So that's when I decided to start my personal brand. And I started out actually as a social media manager at the time, because I knew that I was really good with Instagram. That was how I really had my cafe discovered. And, you know, and I was really getting a lot of media attention through that. So I knew that I'd done something right with that. And I thought, oh, you know, I can help other people. I can help other businesses run their social media and things like that. So I started doing that, but I knew that I kind of knew deep down that I wanted to do something more to do with coaching and helping people start a business in the grand scheme of things. But I was a little bit too scared to kind of take that step. You know, it was that typical way where you know you want it, but you don't really feel good enough yet. So you start somewhere else. And so that's what I did. And it went really well. I started getting clients in and I started reaching a cap when I was like, poof, suddenly it felt like I was having 10 bosses rather than one, you know? And I was like, oh Jesus, like now I don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
You know? And again, you know, I was stranded there and I was thinking, okay, what is it you really want here, Caroline? Like, you need to follow your heart and like really figure out what kind of life you want to live. Stop just starting businesses for the sake of it. And I was like, I want to coach people. I want to really have a huge impact on their overall life and their business. And I was ready. I was finally ready to jump out and call myself a business coach.
I am sure you have massive experience with getting that first client from that. You know, the first time you had somebody walk into your cafe, I'm sure you were like, oh, yes, first customer, right? You know, walking into your cafe, I'm sure you remember like what that felt like. So translating that into the online space, a lot of the listeners, their side gig or their early stage business is actually online. So talk a little bit more about how you landed on what your current offer is. And what that thought process was for you, and then how you then parlayed that into your first paying, not free, paying client.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you can see here, you know, it is a perfect example that, you know, you don't have to always pick right the first time. You just have to go out there and do something, you know, just take action, because eventually you will get to where you want to be. You know, it might just be the first stepping stone of your full journey. And the minute you take that first step, you figure out so many more things about yourself and what you like to do and what you don't like to do. And it's the same thing with your clients as well. You know, you work with that first client, you really don't have any idea really who you want to work with and how you can really help them. But you also learn that along the way. You know, obviously it's a good idea to have an idea of who you want to work with and what their pains are, what the goals are, so you can help them get there. But you've got to start somewhere. So when it comes to getting your first client, which can be really, really exciting and really, really scary at the same time, you know, it is so scary to land that first client because you haven't done it before. So you question yourself so much. You know, there's so many questions about oh, am I good enough? Is anybody going to want to work with me? Is anybody going to want to pay me that price? You know, am I going to be able to live up to my promises and the expectations that they have? All of these questions are flying around in your head when you're first starting out and trying to land that first client. So first of all, if we strip it back a little bit and we talk about your actual package and your services, it is really important to start at a place where you're not just coming out and wanting to be the cheapest on the market, because that's, you know, something that people do a lot. You have to actually come in with a strong offer. Even though you are new, doesn't mean that you have to be the cheapest one and you have to completely undermine yourself by selling yourself short and just bringing out one tiny package that's not going to make any impact for anybody. What you need to do is really think about how you can add the most value, because that is the way that you beat your competition at the end of the day. It's not by selling the smallest, shortest package for the lowest price. It's by giving the biggest and the best, juiciest transformation, basically. And I was quite lucky, actually, to do that from the beginning, because I decided when I was starting out as my personal brand, as a social media manager, I had my first business coach, actually. That was something I decided to do for myself, because I'd started a business before and there was no chance that I was going to do that all by myself again. You know, I wanted someone to tell me all of those things. You know, I wanted all the answers to all those questions that you have right now as well. You know, how do I package my services? How do I price myself? And that's exactly what any good business coach would tell you, is to always charge by your value, never charge by the hour. So don't ever go out and put a price on your hour right now. Even though I know it's really tempting, especially if you're like, you know, a graphic designer or something like that, or a social media manager, you know, oh, if it takes me an hour to schedule your post, then that'll cost X amount. No, you're going to be charging them based on the value that you bring. You know, start with one really strong offer and that you know is going to bring the best results for your clients. So you know that you can go out there, because if you have a really like low offer as well, it's really hard to feel confident with that, because you can't go out and tell them, oh, this is the results you're going to get. No, all you can tell them is, oh, you're going to get a post scheduled to Instagram. I mean, I can do that myself, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I love what you said about the transformation. I just did an Instagram post last week about that. And your sales page can be flooded with features and benefits, but I feel like a lot of times people just kind of tune that out. So you have to really come in strong, like you had mentioned, about what is the transformation? What is the end result? What am I going to actually achieve at the end of X, Y, and Z thing that I am contracting to do with you, Caroline, with you, Elena? You know, it's really about, at the end of the day, how much better off is my life, right?
Yeah.
Since I signed on the dotted line, or I should say typed on the dotted line and put in my credit card information, how much better is my life from that point forward, I think is what really you have to drive home. So I'm so happy you had mentioned about the transformation.
Yes, exactly. And of course, you can add in lower ticket offers later on if that's what you want to, which can be a good idea, but it's really a good idea to start out strong and just put in as much value as you can. So that's definitely my first advice, is to come in with a strong offer, because then you will feel more confident about it. And then really know, what it is that transformation is. Know how to communicate that well with the people, because then they're going to feel more confident in you as well. And I know, of course, that it can be a little bit hard when you're first starting out. You know, it's your first client that you're trying to find. So how are you going to know if they're really getting these results? You know, that's when your brain start to play with you and you're like, but I don't know if I can bring them these results, you know? So that's when you want to go out. I have two suggestions for you. So either you go out, and if you're really just wanting to get that confidence in yourself and know that this works, then yes, you can work with a client for free for a while. I did that myself, to be honest. And I know that there's all sorts of advice on whether you should do that or not. And I agree with it and I don't agree with it. Some people say that you never do anything for free. And technically, yes, sometimes that can be bad because it is the truth that sometimes people don't value what you give them for free. But if you find the right people to give that for free, or at least part of it, you know, if it's a longer program you have or a long service, you know, you can maybe give part of it so that you can kind of test that works. But I think that working with someone for free can really give you a lot of confidence in yourself. And also because sometimes it's really hard to get over that hurdle of asking someone to pay you at first. You know, even just reaching out to someone for free was actually really hard for me in the beginning. So doing that and working with a client, you know, even just going through your package as well, you know, especially if you're someone who works with people face to face where you have to have Zoom calls or something, you know, it's a little bit terrifying having to show up on a Zoom call when you've never done it before. So having a little bit of practice there can be really, really beneficial for you. So sometimes it's not all about whether they appreciate it or not either. It's just about getting a bit of practice in as well. And so in that sense, I really do think it's okay to do work for free if it feels right for you. If it's something that you know is going to make you feel more confident, then do that. If, on the other hand, you are someone who does think, nope, I do not want to do anything for free. I definitely don't think that's worth it. And I don't feel like people are going to value me and my services. And it's going to make me feel crap about myself. That's fine. Then you can go out and offer your new offer at a lower price. I would call it a beta version, basically, of your service, which can be really powerful because you're technically discounting it to test it, but you're not undermining yourself by undercharging because you're going to be marketing it as a test, you know. It is to fine-tune what you're already doing. It's not the fact that you're just giving them a big fat discount because you're new and you don't know what you're doing. You're doing it because you know that what you do works. You know you're really fucking good at what you do, but you just need to fine tune a couple of things and make sure that it's set up in the way that's going to support the client the most, right? So the client's probably going to think, oh, that's amazing. I'm going to get amazing results. Okay, fair enough. She just needs to fine tune a bit of stuff, maybe some graphics or maybe just, you know, testing how the call works or something, but I'm still going to get amazing results for a lower price. So that's a really good way to market that as a new client.
I love that, Caroline. And also too, I want to mention as well, so this is really talking specifically if you have a service-based business. And I would also argue too that these are some tactics that you could also deploy if you have a product-based service. If you have perhaps a Shopify store, maybe on not such a larger scale. But I would argue that getting this early market research done and getting that one-to-one direct feedback and that opening up that dialogue and that conversation with your first couple of clients is huge, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It could work with any business, yeah, any business online, definitely.
Yeah, Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if you have a product-based business, I don't want you to like tune out all of these golden nuggets of knowledge that Caroline is throwing your way. So definitely keep your ears perked up here. So I want to get into some biggest mistakes that you see new early stage entrepreneurs making when they're trying to land their first customer. Walk me through some of those big mistakes you're seeing.
Yes. So I would definitely say that some of the biggest mistakes that I see when people start first starting out is that they expect to kind of show up and talk about the services once, and then they expect everyone to come running to them. And when they don't come running to them after having talked about the service or made the big announcement, they disappear because they feel really sad that nobody wanted their product, nobody wanted the service, nobody wants to work with me. There's clearly something wrong with me, or I'm clearly not knowledgeable enough, or I clearly don't have enough degrees yet. I need to take another course. And that's definitely very common. And so if you've done that and you've launched and to crickets.
Right. Yeah, I'm so glad you're mentioning this as well, because it really takes about 16, I think is the number now, 16 touches.
So many different numbers now.
Yeah, I know. It's out of control. But yeah, around 16 touches to actually have a brand new prospect take an action on something that you're putting out there, which is why I'm such a huge advocate of showing your face on video and talking to video like you're talking to your best friend. And you're right. You're absolutely right. You need to be out there talking about, again, heading back to the transformation that you had mentioned earlier in the episode, mm-hmm. talking to your best friend who is going to be the camera and just over it. Like, you to yourself, you sound like a broken record, but you don't know who else hasn't heard this before, or what might be like so common sense to you might not be common sense to somebody else. So I'm very, very thankful that you had mentioned about repeating your offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And also just, you know, we make so many assumptions as well when it comes to landing the first clients. Like, you know, we assume that nobody will pay the price that we've set, or we assume that, oh, that client doesn't seem that interested because of maybe the way that they write, you know, but we don't actually know that. So that's another big mistake I see quite a lot, is that people make assumptions about what the client wants or doesn't want. And quite often when that happens as well, when we assume that, you know, or you finally got them on the discovery call and you're like, yes, I'm about to land my first client. And then it gets to the point where you talk about your price and you're really like spinning it around in your head. Should I give them a little discount? And please do not give them any more discounts. Like, decide what the price is and stick to it. Don't assume that they won't pay the price, you know? And the same goes with your product. Don't assume that people won't pay the price for your product, you know? If you believe in your product, then show that, stick to the price and feel really confident in it. Because like you say, you know, if you're not confident in yourself and your product, then that's going to shine through and your clients or your customers won't be either.
Yeah. Oh, so sure. Oh, that was well said. Well said, Caroline. I love it. Now let's get into some final thoughts here. I want to talk about some things that you would never do. So the Never Would I Ever segment, where I ask every guest to fill in the blank of the never would I ever question. And for you, Caroline, yours is going to be, when it comes to landing my first paying client, my first paying customer, never would I ever.
Never would I ever be afraid to just put myself out there and just start talking about things. Never would I ever wait till I'm ready. Because you're never going to be ready. So start before you're ready, always. You know, you've got to start at a point, and you've got to build your knowledge, got to learn on a job. And you do that by taking action and putting one foot in front of the other.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And your story just illustrates that so beautifully, from, you know, the woman who started a cafe that then was like the hottest thing out there, was Googling it from start to finish, to now having a really successful coaching business. And I think there's just so many lessons in there. So Caroline, thank you so much for sharing your story today and all of these excellent tips. Where can listeners go and connect with you online? I know they're going to want to connect with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me again as well. So they can connect with me. I'm very active on Instagram, so they can connect with me on Caroline L. Carlson, and that's S-E-N in the end, Carlson. Or they can also actually join my Facebook community, which is, I've just actually rebranded it. It's called now Ditch Your 9-to-5 and Be Your Own Boss. So they can come and connect with me there as well, which is amazing. That's a whole community of new entrepreneurs who are wanting to take their side hustle full time as well, a little bit like what you're obviously talking about here. And I talk a lot about marketing, a lot about fears and, you know, mindset and goals and all of those kind of things. So definitely come connect with me there.
Perfect. Excellent. I will throw all of those links in the show notes so you guys can go and grab them if you would like. And yeah, this has been a really, really great conversation, Caroline. Thank you so much for your time. This has been amazing. And I will talk to you soon, probably on Instagram.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me again.
Thanks so much for listening to the Side Gig Central podcast. You can dive into the show notes for this episode and for all past episodes at sidegigcentral.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll talk to you very soon. And by the way, keep up that side hustle because it looks good on you.